For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight, so let's just get right into it. Joe, the Chinese military claims to have, they possess high-tech narrow-strike weapons that can disrupt your brain function and manipulate entire populations. It kind of seems like they've been doing some of that at some of our embassies in Cuba and other places around the world for the last decade, isn't it?
Yeah, there have been all kinds of strange things going on, especially in Cuba. And, we talked about it a long, long time ago. We weren't sure of the technology behind it, but a lot of our people were really suffering from it. And the government didn't seem to be able to do much about it. That's what the amazing thing was. They didn't seem to be able to stop it or tell us what was causing it or anything else.
Well, yeah, that was the whole point. They really didn't know. They had a lot of theories of what it was, but anyhow, you've been watching. Did you watch any of the congressional hearings on the whistleblowers today? That was absolute dynamite. Now, there you go. They've come out. This is under oath. These guys have made it very clear. And did you watch the Democratic so-called congressman put on a clown show, really try to put a, you know, be so disrespectful with those witnesses? Now, these guys, these two, were not conservatives. They're not even Republicans. One of them is a sodomite. But he says, look, he was an IRS agent from Ohio here. And to his credit, he said, you know, he had to do the right thing, and that Joe Biden has committed, or Hunter Biden, multiple federal offenses that, according to their IRS code, that there should have been charges. Now, there was a number of IRS prosecutors that said, yeah, we're going to charge them. Charge Hunter Biden with a numerous crimes in tax fraud, but they got the word from the Justice Department to stand down, didn't they?
Yep, stand down, don't ask questions. He was said he was forbidden to ask questions of Biden's family, which is in an investigation they unheard of because, well, if you receive money, they go and talk to the people that received money. How was it put on their tax return and everything else? And they were talking about how they had hundreds of pages. Everything was documented. Everything had proof. Everything was recorded. And what was so amazing was the total amount of recorded proof and data they had. It would take days and days for people to read it. But apparently the Democrats don't want to see any of it.
All right. Jane in Georgia, pledges 40. Thank you, Jane. 888-281-1110. Now, look, the opposition, remember what Karl Marx said, always accuse your opponent of doing what you're doing. Always accuse him of whatever criminal activity you're involved in. Accuse your opponent of doing that. Now,
they've been doing it ever since, haven't they?
Right. So what is, they were accusing Donald Trump on January 6th of trying to overturn an election. Joe Obama Biden, like a third world dictator, okay, is instructing Merrick Garland and the FBI to interfere with the election. to make sure somehow to keep Donald Trump from getting elected president. So they're doing exactly as Karl Marx said, always do what you accuse your opposition of doing, or vice versa, right?
Always. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on. It just flabbergasts me that the media, some people can't see what they're doing, because they've been doing this trick as long as I've been alive, as long as I can remember. They always accuse the other side of doing exactly what they're doing. They haven't changed the tactic at all, and people just don't seem to catch on, do they?
No. If I was one of Obama's illegal aliens, one of those that he's bringing into the country, maybe MS-13 gang member or one of the others, and I just wanted to live my life of crime, what state do you think I would go to?
I'm sorry, what state if you were trying to...
Yeah, if I were one of Obama's, one of these criminals that he's bringing in by the thousands... maybe if I wondered if I was a thief or a rapist or whatever, there's one particular state that pretty much invites you, that pretty much tells you, you know, we really have no restrictions against crime.
California, New York City, but California, if you go by a state, New York City, if it's just a state.
All right, here's city. This. It's Illinois that matches California now. Illinois Supreme Court overturns lower court ruling, paving the way for elimination of cash bail on felonies including second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, kidnapping, aggravated battery, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing, arson, drug-induced homicide, second-degree murder, kidnapping, robbery, or intimidation. Illinois is virtually, the governor of Illinois is virtually inviting you to come to his state and commit those crimes.
Wow.
There you go. That's what's happening out there. All right, well, we got to give the number, 888-281-1110, credit card, because things have really kind of slowed down. We had a good start. We started out pretty hot and heavy, but it's really slowed down. And the boys in the back room, they're kind of sitting there looking at each other. They're just sitting right now looking at each other. And Joe, none of them are that good looking. And so it's not like a really pleasant thing to do. But they're back there doing that, aren't they?
Well, they're trying their best, and we just need people to call if they want us. It's put it in your hands, you out there that are listening to us. Pastor Ernie long ago decided that it would be the Christian way to do it. Those that were listening would be partner with us, and the donations would pay the bills. Nobody in the ministry has ever taken a dime in income. And this way, we just ask you to prayerfully consider, if you want to hear us on air, keep this program on air, then you have to help pay the bill at your local radio that you're listening on, the station you're listening on. And it's been working very well for nearly 50 years. We do know that times are getting harder, and this is a rough year for everybody. But the battle goes on, and it's going to get worse out there, not better.
Well, yeah, we decided not to have sponsors because we care for our sponsors. Now, we do have a lot of companies, a lot of people that own businesses and companies. The companies do support us, but if the opposition out there knew that, they might firebomb them. You know how they are. Okay, the communists want us off the air in the worst way. So what they've tried to do, they've actually sent petitions asking us if we would list our advertisers or would companies support us. I mean, how smart is that, Joe?
And so that's just brilliant. We would just, we don't talk about donors, supporters. We know nothing, right?
Right. Like Sergeant Schultz, right? Nothing.
Yeah, like Sergeant Schultz. Nothing. It's not their business. We run a ministry. We're not running a business. We're not making a profit. We're not selling anything. We're preaching the gospel and being watchmen on the wall. And The IRS doesn't seem to like it very much, neither does the federal government, but they can't do much about it. As long as the listeners donate and Salem's willing to carry us on their out of their studio, we've got we're going to be here.
Now, Joe, retired Fauci enjoys taxpayer-funded presidential-level security. U.S. Marshals providing a limousine, transportation, and 24-hour, seven-day-a-week protection for Fauci. This guy has committed horrible, horrible crimes. Dr. Mengele, like Dr. Mengele, he experimented on little babies. He experimented on animals. We talked about some of those, how he tied those little beagle puppies down and had the fleas eating them, you know, alive. I mean, just all kinds of wicked, evil things. Then he goes and he was a major part in spreading this COVID, which many, many people died. So Fauci is responsible for the death of could be millions of people in this world. And so what does this corrupt, this very, very corrupt, this extremely corrupt government do today? Biden government, they give this guy 24/7 protection, and they give him transportation, you know, the whole works, because he is such a wicked, evil man.
Well, and that's why he's being protected, because they take care of their own.
Yeah.
The more evil you are, the more you get rewarded. The more you lie, the more you're pushed up the uphill, up rank.
All right. Yes. Well,
hey, Pastor, you remember you were mentioning that the left, they were screaming Russia, 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 right?
Right.
For years and years trying to, you know, combine Trump with Russia and treason. Typo out there has been exposing U.S. sensitive data to Russia ally for many years. If you have this kind of access, you can generate intelligence even just from unclassified information. This is from the Daily Caller, Michelle Oberl. A massive number of U.S. military emails concerning highly sensitive items, including passwords to intelligence networks, have leaked to a domain held by a Russian ally in Africa through a typo. A Dutch internet expert identified the problem a decade ago when he began a 10-year contract with the Malian government to manage its military code, and has been trying with little success to alert the U.S. government of the potential risk if the issue does not get resolved. And on this coming Monday, control of this military domain will revert from this Johannes Zerber back to Mali, back to the government, allowing a country where Russia boasts a major foothold to access even more messages. The risk is real and could be exploited by our U.S. adversaries, he wrote. Anyways, it goes on and gets a lot of detail about how many misdirected emails were sent by mistyping .ml versus .mil and different identifiers. It gets kind of in the weeds. But they've been warned, and here this Russian ally has been getting thousands and thousands of these emails with all kinds of information. They were busy trying to go after Donald Trump and not checking on the real enemy, Russia, and the spying that's taken place through one of the Chinese allies. I mean, Russian allies. I find that very, very disturbing, and it's an example. Our government has its priorities completely backwards, don't they?
Well,
trying to destroy America instead of trying to protect her.
That's the problem, Joe. It's not our government. It's not government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's government weaponized against the people. That's the reality.
Against the people. You're right.
So we are living in a nation where we're at war, where, again, the Communist Party, they're known as Democrats today, but it's virtually everything that communism is, what they call progressivism, is right, is totally in total opposition to what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. So it's the Antichrist government. It's the New World Order, and it's the Antichrist world system. And God has raised us up to battle that system today. So New York planning. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, did you hear the latest thing that the government, Biden's regulatory people are after?
I don't know.
Do you have a generator in case the power goes out by any chance?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. Everybody out where I live has a generator because often we're out of power. Well, they are proposing a new rule that would restrict new portable gas generators in the U.S. While they're going after all these appliances like your gas stove, and a lot of us have gas heat, propane heat for our homes. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, this they call it the CPSC. Remember this word, consumer, or title, Consumer Product Safety Commission, is going to impose tight carbon monoxide emission standards on new generators of all sizes, and a requirement that they all turn off when a certain amount of emissions has been reached, period. The rule is going to require smaller generators to cut their carbon monoxide emission by 50%, force larger models to slice their emissions by up to 95%, and the manufacturers will have 6 months to design and produce the new models. This is something that normally takes 5, 6, 7 years of development, if you read any other things. Anyway, the government is giving them this thing, and to get to the chase, the CPSC Commissioner Richard Trumka, remember him, Jr., said that gas stove pollution is a hidden hazard. Any option is on the table when it comes to regulating consumer goods perceived to be, quote, unsafe. Products that cannot be made safe can be banned. And this one of the things that they're saying was these gas generators aren't safe because of, well, there were a couple of idiots that fired up the generator inside a closed building and were gassed out. So they are also going to go after the generators aren't safe unless they're electric. Well, wait a minute. Electric. Wait a minute. You can't have an electric generator because the generators produce electricity and you keep the standby generator when
Well, you can, Joe, if it's solar powered. Now here, now, there are solar powered generators out there. In fact, I've been looking at some myself. The problem of it is the Biden regime and Gates and that, they're working on a scheme to cloud the skies, to block the sunlight. And so that it not even knows. In other words, they want to sell you all these solar panels made in China and then block the sunlight so that they won't do any good.
Well, they didn't put out the news. There was a very large solar-producing electric field that got hit by a very large hailstorm and was totally destroyed. But I'll bet most of the listeners out there never heard about it because the news didn't cover the story. They didn't want people to know that their fancy solar field was vulnerable to a heavy set of hail, to large hail damage. And they said, well, it was a rare occurrence, but I have several times in my life seen golf ball, baseball-sized hail different places. It's not that unusual. And I've got all kinds of pictures for my, you know, children, grandchildren to prove it. So, again, they hide the truth from you, and they're pushing their agenda. Everything's perfect in their world on paper, but in real life, not so much.
No, you're not going to see it in any of what they call the mainstream media. I cannot find one, what I would call a legitimate journalist, at NBC, ABC, CBS, you know, or any of them. I can't find not even one is not basically someone who is totally, totally anti-Christian, anti-Trump. If you look at PMS, NBC, CNN, They all lean to the satanic left, don't they?
They sure do. Oh, did you hear? Fox, you know, decided to change, go left. Their headlines from Gateway pundit Jim Hoff. Execs are panicked. Fox News in a crisis as reshuffle fails miserably. They, after Tucker left, they tried to reshuffle their primetime lineup, and they have their brass are panicking because Hannity lost to MSNBC's Maddow, and all of their fare that they put out, they're are losing. Went way, way down in their demographic and their viewership. And now we've got the mainstream media is beating Fox now.
Well, that's part of the woke.
Tucker is getting stronger and just signed a big seven-figure advertising deal with Public Square, a conservative-friendly shopping app for his show on Twitter. Fox really blew it.
Well, part of going, they went the woke. They went the woke.
All right.
Like Anheuser-Busch, like Target, like Walmart. A lot of them where, Burger King, where it's like if we go woke, we have to lay a lot of people off. They lose their jobs. Somehow that's a good thing, okay? What does it say in Isaiah chapter 5? They put good for evil, bitter for sweet. It doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, to destroy your own company and all your own shareholders. But it's like I heard that guy's name is Mark, and I'm trying to think of his last name. He's one of those billionaires, but he is one of I'm having a hard time remembering his last name.
Oh, I know. He's dark-haired. He was on the Shark Tank.
Yeah, he is saying that that in the end, going woke, in other words, and going broke, actually in the end will help you. I don't know where that's coming from, but anyhow, Marlene in Michigan pledges 60. Thank you, Marlene in Michigan, and Jane in Georgia pledges 40. Thank you, Jane in Georgia. All right, folks, 888-281. Joe, we're getting down. We've only got 30 minutes left on air, and we'll be here till midnight tonight, 10 minutes after we go off. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're still far short of our goal tonight. I think we still need about 3,500. So we need about $100 a minute, Joe, about $100 a minute.
All we can do is ask the listeners out there to prayerfully consider, you know, supporting the ministry. It is a true partnership, and if you don't donate, we can't stay on certain stations. So really, the fate of the ministry, God has kind of placed in your hands out there. It's up to you folks. It's why it's a partnership. We're doing the work, and your donations pay the bills. And we try to do this just 1 week a month, so we can concentrate more on the Lord's work and not trying to, you know, go through selling everything. Yeah, we have some specials on the donations, but you remember, we also, when people write in and they can't afford things, we give out as much as we can for free to people who really want it that can't afford it. Because we're not a business, we're an unregistered church. And we're here to do what the Lord has called us to do. So,
all right, we're 2,700. We need 2,700, Joe, tonight. We've got about, let me see, 26 minutes. 26 minutes, and we're 2,700 short. New York planning to ration medical care based on race, Joe. Mm-hmm. That's right. New York is planning on rationing their medical care based on race. But no, wait a minute. The U.S. Supreme Court says, whoa, wait a minute. Now,
you can't do that.
Especially because the circumstances underlying the dispute have long since come and gone. The two justices wrote, referring to the COVID emergency now being over, there is no more excuse for the state of New York to take an anti-white approach in its distribution of medical care. The joint statement from the Justices Alito and Thomas comes as a response to a petition for certiorari or review in Roberts versus McDonald's court case 22-757. The Supreme Court turned it down in an unsigned order on June 30th, though at least four of the nine justices voted to grant a petition for it to move forward to the oral argument stage. Now, it goes on. The petition's denial came just one day after the Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling in Students for Fair Admissions versus President and Fellows of Harvard College, ruling that racial discrimination in the college admissions program, also known as affirmative action, is unconstitutional. So petitioners John Roberts and Charles Babarewski, both residents of New York State, filed a lawsuit on February 8th, 2022, in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York against the New York State Department of Health, Department of Health and Mental Hygiene of the New York City. The crux of the suit deals with the way New York officials tried to ration distribution of Paxlovid, dressed-up version of ivermectin. Anyhow, that they ration it to minorities before they'll go to a white person.
Right. Of course, they're doing everything that the Supreme Court says is wrong, and they're going to do anyway, just kind of like the Biden and the college trying to wipe away the student loan debt. Now they're finding another way around it. They're going to try and just say if you make under X amount of money and whatever, then you don't, your payments will be zero. And, you know, if you die, well, then it's just unpaid. It's so, you know, one way or the other, they're going to try and beat the system. They don't play by the rules. They don't listen. It's not a republic is a nation that has a rule of law, laws that do not change, God's laws, basically, the founder said, God's Ten Commandments and the teaching of the New Testament, laws that do not change. And what do? They change everything according to the way they feel it should be, not the way it is supposed to be.
All right, very good. Joyce in New Jersey. Pledges 50. Thank you, Joyce. Maureen in Chicago pledges 200. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Maureen. Hey, Joe. Coming up, Truth and Light Town Hall meeting to be prepared to defeat Ohio's pro-death ballot initiative, pro-abortion. That's right. Three presenters, three sessions, call to action with a short question and answer. The fall of Roe, now what? Understanding Ohio pro-death ballot initiative. This is what we've been warning people. You must put the word out right now. Just tell people, do not let them amend our Constitution again. You must vote yes. You must vote yes on issue one on August 8th and the reality of child killing. These sessions will educate you, equip you and your family and friends and coworkers to defend the preborn children and family values. Free of charge, free will offering will be received Thursday, July 27th, 2023, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chardon Christian Fellowship at 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon, Ohio. The zip is 44024. And we're going to continue to give this out because it's the right thing to do. We've got to win this. And by the way, that's the church my cousin pastors, Wayne Sanders. So there you go. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Some men are like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. Man called love. And I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Protect Ohio's babies and our Constitution by voting yes on August 8th. I'm Janet Porter, and I work to pass Ohio's ban on partial birth abortion, parental consent, and our heartbeat law to keep hearts beating. But if we don't vote yes on August 8th, we could lose them all. That's because of a deadly effort to inject abortion till birth in our state constitution. The threat is real. The polls are open. Your yes vote is urgent. Protect life. Vote yes on issue 1 by August 8th.
Alrighty, we're back, and Massachusetts Governor Joe calls on residents to house illegal aliens in their guest rooms. Okay, I think the Democrats should do that. They should, you know.
Sure,
what do you think?
Right?
Now right, there was the some that went to Nancy Pelosi's place to be housed in. Well, guess what? She's got a wall around her mansion, and she wouldn't let them in, Joe. Anyhow, so Democrats, okay, the so-called host family strategy is being put into place to combat the growing homelessness population in the state of whom, many of whom are not citizens. Maybe they ought to tell Joe Obama Biden about that, huh?
I just think the governor ought to set an example and open up the governor's mansion and take in a couple of families in the big mansion, and then they can ask people to do likewise, but it's a joke. It's showboating, you know. It's not going to happen. People aren't going to do it, and they know it. It just sounds good on paper, and that's all.
All right. Well, you know, because the state's new family welcome center in Austin is tasked with recruiting, vetting, and onboarding host families, as well as pairing them with families in need. This previously has been in practice among resettlement agencies and other volunteers who work to support new arrivals. Governor Healey's press secretary, Carissa Henn, said in a statement about the strategy, "Well, you're right. I think that they ought to open up the governor's mansion first, and especially in New York City, too. What do you think? Or in New York State?"
Well, they're buying up hotels and everything else. I think the whole thing's gone totally crazy, and the people are smart. They'd figure out that they're being had, cheated, lied to, their country destroyed, and they would kick these bums out of office in a heartbeat. But that's maybe being too optimistic. I got something I wanted to bring up. This afternoon, my wife and I took quite a few people to a movie. It was The Sound of Freedom. And the left is just kind of going nuts over it. They are trying everything they can to put it down. They're dwelling on it links to extreme right-wing QAnon conspiracies and this Noah Berlatsky, former spokesman for this group called Protestia. He's the one that's been trying to change the name of pedophile, you know, and create the minor attracted person or MAP. Anyway, to make a long story short, this whole thing, they want to decriminalize, get this, all prostitution, even that involving children.
Especially that involving children. The Democratic Party is absolutely flush with pedophiles, Joe.
Right.
It's flush.
Listen to this, though. You're missing it. You're messing it up. They want to decriminalize even children involved in prostitution, because if you have a child prostitute and it's decriminalized, then the customer, when he finds an underage prostitute, can report them to the police. No, these pedophiles are going to go looking for these underage children. They're the last people in the world that are going to turn them over to the police. These people are stupid, and anybody that listens to them are even dumber. Now, to go with that, get this. An elementary school teacher in the United States in Georgia at Mount Zion Elementary School, 30-year-old Amelia Ressler, was charged with 19 counts of child sexual abuse. She was caught masturbating in front of 19 8-year-old children during class. You want to talk about a pedophile? She got turned on by her students, her 8-year-old students, and masturbated in class. They call it pleasuring herself on the story. And, The reason they know is she recorded herself in the act and then disseminated the video to certain select people. And they got a portion of it turned in somehow. But you sit there and watch The Sound of Freedom about all these people, that these pedophiles, everybody wanting to have sex with children. And then they catch a public school teacher masturbating because she's turned on by her students. I mean, folks, get your children out of that public school system. It's going crazy out there. I've been following the school system since late in the 80s, at least. And it gets worse every single year. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And now what used to take a year to get worse, you know, then took 6 months. What took 6 months takes a month. And it seems like, Pastor, what things were crazy a month ago, they're making it crazier by day.
Well, that's exactly what God's word, the Bible, said it would do, Joe. He tells you that over there in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, that in the last days, it said knowledge. Now, he's not saying the truth, but knowledge will be increased, and then things will move much, much quicker. And and so we're seeing all of these things happening in a very rapid pace and speeding up. Well, it's obvious on why. The enemy knows his time is shorter. We're coming to the end of the sixth dispensation period. And so, you know, Satan knows that that lake of fire is not too far off for him. And so this is why things are speeding up, and the opposition out there, too. Somehow, there's a rebellion. And, you know, all of those that the Bible says, all of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate God love death. And basically, we've got an entire Democratic Party that hates God and loves death. All right. Nancy in Illinois' pledge is 35. We're coming up, Joe. We only got about 10 more minutes of actually airtime. So we got to give out the number, which is 888 281-1110. Folks, we are still way short of our goal. We've got, let me see, where are we at down there? I think we're about 2,500. We're 2,400. We're 2,400 and, whoa, we've only got about 10 minutes more airtime. We'll be here till midnight. So we got to have more than a dollar a minute. So who can match? Who can match Joe at 300? Who can match Wendy at 915? Folks, we've got to. I've done it twice. I've matched $1,000 twice this. Yeah, twice this week already, folks. So we got to hear from you again. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. So somebody called in and asked, wanted to know, how can we beat this corrupt government that we have? Well, first of all, what you have to do, number one, use the ballot box before we have to use the ammo box, okay?
Right.
But we have to do it. Now, number two, you have to understand the Bible teaches very quickly, very clearly, not to give honor to whom honor is due and legitimacy. Folks, the government, Joe Biden, did not win the election. Anyone and everyone that says Joe Biden won that election in 2020 is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. Anyone and everyone who says there was no election fraud is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. You have to understand. So you don't give this guy legitimacy as a president. He is not a legitimate president, okay? He was inserted. He did not win. He was not elected. The FBI has lost all credibility. It's lost all credibility. It is no longer, it has ceased to become a legitimate intelligence agency. Now, I'm not saying that there's some good ground level people within the FBI that are still loyal Americans. I know some, and there are still there, but the top, the hierarchy went completely corrupt. So did the Department of Justice. Merrick Garland is totally corrupted, folks. The same thing with the CIA.
More and more whistleblowers to come forward. They're saying, come forward and join, from whether you're IRS or FBI, come forward.
So you don't give these agencies any legitimacy. They are not legitimate, okay? You have to understand that, and it would be wrong to do that. So what do you do? What do we do here? We fight every single day, right? We try to turn this nation back. A form of repentance is to turning away. If you've been sitting out there and you've been apathetic and arrogant, now is the time. God's word, the Bible says, for you to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, you deceiving your own selves. Again, James 1:22. Be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. And so this is the time to run to the battle. And here's what I'm telling you out there. It's time to get active. It's time to get active. Wherever you're at, I don't care what state you're in. If you're in California or even in Illinois now, folks, you must resist tyranny. Take your school back. Take your country back for the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, get yourself into a real Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. If you don't have an actual New Testament, unregistered New Testament church, start one. You can start one, okay? You need to do it. You need to run to this fight. Find a pastor that's bold. You see, all of, you know, in our history, starting Joe with the founding of this country here, the pastors led for the war on independence, didn't they? And
they were even the leaders of the revolution. Most of the militias were led by pastors in the battles.
Absolutely. And God's word, the Bible, makes it very clear that whether you're a governor, a president, a senator, whoever, you're to go to the man of God, and ask him, what saith the Lord God? In other words, here, what is the Bible? What is the Bible? How should I govern? Tell me what God's word, the Bible, says to govern. That's what you need to do. You need to find a pastor that is bold and that will instruct these men on how to do that. But we're running out of time. How much time do
and
I have?
Be in prayer for the country, pray for revival, and get after your Congress critters. Write them letters, call them, talk to them, demand that they stand up for the Constitution of the United States.
All right, folks, listen, we're still very short. We're still 2,400 short. So, again, we got to hear from you. That's a lot. That's a lot. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you now. In 50 years, we've never failed our audiences. We've always done. We've never, not one time stood down. And we've always been out there many, many times. In this ministry, we've had over 24,000 babies over the years since 1973 saved from the cruel and painful death of abortion. Why? Because we never gave up. We never stopped. We always fought. When Phyllis Schlafly came and called and said, look, I need some help to stop that ERA, we jumped right into the battle, right there with her, and we stopped it. When they said we never could stop it, we did. When it came to legislation, the heartbeat bill, we were right in the beginning. When it came to what they call the partial birth abortion, we were always there, right up in front, right in the front lines, fighting that fight. We were there because they needed our help, and now we need your help. We need not only to stay on the air in this whatever station you're listening to us on, but we need to get back on the stations we had to go off of. Because, look, between now and the Lord's return, listen to me. As we get deeper in the apostasy, closer to the Lord's return, things are going to get much more interesting, believe me. And you have to be prepared, and you're going to need people out there to encourage you and to lead you. And we, like I said, we'll never, there's no quit found here. No quit, not a bit. So anyhow, we need to hear from you right now. We've only got a few more minutes. We'll be here to midnight. And the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Andrea in Illinois just pledges 400. Thank you, Andrea. All righty, very good. Right now we need about $1,940. We're down to about $1,940. So that's what we need.
A few people pitching in, and we can get over the top and make it tonight.
Yep. So meanwhile, folks, I'm going to give an invitation, and what I'm going to do is just have you do what I do, okay? People often ask me, you say you're talking about the sinner's prayer. I don't know. How do I say the sinner's prayer? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say that, and you just repeat it after me. Now, listen. First of all, if you ask yourself this question, do you really believe that the Lord Jesus Christ took your place at Calvary, that he took your place upon that cross, and he suffered like no man ever suffered? And because that's what we a completely innocent, holy sacrifice it had to be is what the Father demanded. And Christ was the only one. Christ was the only one to fit that. He was the only one that could have done that. Now, if you believe he took your place upon that cross and paid the price in full, giving you a free pass out of hell, if I were you, now if you believe that, then what you need to do right now, because, folks, if you died today apart from Christ, you'd end up in eternal torment. You got God's word on that, but you don't have to do that. If you end up there, it's your own choice. So here's what I'm going to do. I want to say, before we do this, I want to say, praise the Lord, Ken in Missouri just pledged $500. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken. We need about three more of those. So just, and we will be here till midnight. Just repeat after me. Heavenly Father. Joe, you'd run cadence, so you repeat after me. So,
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I come to you this day.
I come to you this day.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
According to thy perfect truth.
According to thy perfect truth.
I deserve hellfire.
I deserve hellfire.
But Father God.
But Father God.
You so love the world.
You so love the world.
That you placed your son upon a cross.
That you placed your son upon the cross.
He took my place upon that cross.
He took my place upon that cross.
He died a substitutionary death. My sins were nailed to him.
He died a substitutionary death. My sins were nailed to him.
Right now, Heavenly Father.
Right now, Heavenly Father.
I'm asking you.
And right now, Heavenly Father, I'm asking you.
To forgive me of my sins.
To forgive me of my sins.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking you.
To be the Lord of my life.
To be the Lord of my life.
All of my life.
All of my life.
Without any reservations.
Without any reservation.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You didn't have to hang upon that cross. You did not have to take my place.
You did not, dear Lord Jesus, you did not have to hang upon that cross. You did not have to take my place.
But you did it.
But you did it.
So right now, I'm asking again, Lord.
So right now, I'm asking again.
And I'm saying thank you. Thank you for taking my place.
And so I'm saying thank you for taking my place.
Come dwell within me, Holy Spirit.
Come dwell within me, Holy Spirit.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you. I am now. Heavenly Father, Lord God.
Heavenly Father, Lord God.
I am now.
I am now.
A new creature.
A new creature.
A born-again believer.
A born-again believer.
An heir of the kingdom.
An heir of the kingdom.
I'm on the road.
I'm on the road.
To immortality.
To immortality.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name, I've said this prayer.
In Jesus' name, I've said this prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
I pray that you said that prayer with me. Now, it would be wonderful if you have said that prayer with me. We'd like to know. It used to be people would call and let us know, and every now and then we'd actually get a gospel track or something back saying, I prayed that prayer with you. The number, our phone number is 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. If you prayed that prayer, call us and let us know. Well, we're out of time. We're at that point again that we get to every night at this time. And that's when we say, good night.
Night.
We say, God bless.
Bless.
And then we say, always. And I do mean always.
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's right, what's left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.